Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to tonight's City Council meeting. It is 7 o'clock on Monday, July 15th, and this meeting is called to order. I kindly ask our city clerk to please take the roll call.
Chuck Brown?
Here.
Mike Bruno?
Here.
Don Cummings? Dorothy Flanagan?
Here.
Dean Kielberg?
Here.
Greg Maladra? Richard Marks?
Here.
Tom Simonian?
Here.
Ron Singer?
Here.
Don Vogelsberg?
Mr. Cummings, Ms. Vogelsberg, and Mr. Maladra are all vacationing together.
Are they allowed?
They are allowed, yeah.
Mr. Cummings is in Korea.
Is that where he, I knew he was going to go someplace unique.
Visiting his son.
That's over near Kankakee, right? Like.
Is there an opening at Asiana Airlines?
Exactly.
And we thought we had some problem.
It's all Simonian, for God's sake. It's like,
the way I dressed.
It's like high school again, isn't it? Well, the meeting is called to order. We begin our city council meetings with the Pledge of Allegiance, and we would kindly ask our gentlemen from Troop 37 to please lead us in the pledge. We'll follow your lead, gentlemen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, guys. Most of you received an email, I believe, from Mrs. McKittrick regarding our presentation tonight, scheduled to be given by our friend, Mr. Actually, it was Dustin, right? Oh, you did not. Just send some. Okay, forgive me. Dustin Schulze was scheduled to give a presentation tonight for the Community Development Department. Sadly, Dustin, his family experienced a death last week, so he is not with us this evening. So we will reschedule that presentation. Item 4, amendments to the agenda. Are there any amendments this evening by any member of the City Council? Item 5 is the omnibus agenda. All items marked with an asterisk are considered to be routine by this council and can be enacted by one motion.
So moved.
Second.
Alderman Marks makes the motion. Alderman Bruno makes the second. Any comments or questions? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Mike Bruno?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Dean Kielberg?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Tom Simonian?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Motion passes. 7 affirmative votes, 3 absent. Hear that large sound of the 3 people leaving. Where are you guys off to?
I'm going to go celebrate.
Oh, good job.
Thank you.
Item number 10, municipal bills for payment. Mr. Clerk, kindly read the bills for consideration.
Bills for payment. Total $2,999,341.22.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we approve and pay the bills as read. The individual invoices that add up to that total can be found in tonight's packet on the city website.
Second.
Alderman Brown makes a motion to pay the bills as read, with the individual invoices available on the city's website and available in our packets this evening. Seconded by the lady in green, Alderman Flanagan. Any questions or comments? Stay awake, Brenda. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Mike Bruno?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Dean Kielberg?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Tom Simonian?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Motion passes with 7 affirmative votes and 3 absent. Folks, we're at new business. Any new business from any member of the City Council? Alderman Singer?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to congratulate a number of people who were very instrumental in having a very successful senior picnic at the Triad sponsors. I think most of us are somewhat familiar with the Triad. It is a central King County existence, and one of the things we engage ourselves in, we increase awareness of crimes against senior citizens. We sponsor programs for senior citizens to help reduce fear of crimes. We emphasize criminal aspects of abuse, neglect, exploitation of senior citizens. We try to improve communications and understanding between seniors and law enforcement. We improve communication and understanding of different roles of elder abuse agencies and other organizations. And we had a very successful picnic last Friday afternoon, and I would like to thank Sharon Brazel, who was the marketing director of Arden Courts, and her husband Pat And our chef that afternoon happened to be Mr. Joe Stanton, who was in our audience this afternoon. We entertained about 150 seniors.
Wow.
And we had hamburgers and we had hot dogs. We had games. We had live music. We had bingo and prizes were distributed to the bingo winners. It was a delightful, delightful day, a beautiful afternoon, mm-hmm. and everyone had an enlightened time. So I just want to thank all of the members of Triad who participated in bringing this forward and thanking all those members that made this so successful. And I thank you, Mr. Mayor, for letting me address the council on this issue.
Oh, you're welcome. The question is, hamburgers and hot dogs, that's the extent of your culinary skills, Mr. Stanton?
That's stretching it out.
And please tell me you were not the live entertainment.
Just barely.
Anyone else on the dais? Alderman Flanagan.
I just want to extend a happy birthday to Rick Nagel. I hear his birthday is this week.
Holy moly.
Hmm?
Whose birthday?
Now, how old, Rick?
I will be 56.
Really? See, Mary, I said he was 71. You were.
Class of?
Class of
1975.
75?
Class of 75.
You and Wurmeister are the same class?
Yep.
Is that right?
My sister.
As well as your sister? Mm-hmm. When's your birthday, is it?
18th.
It's July 18th, 1957.
Ooh, Thursday, huh? Big night. What are you doing for that besides going to bed early?
Well, I'm going up to Wisconsin as of tomorrow.
No kidding? Just getting away? So there'll be no patch for the whole week? My God, thank you for that gift. It's unbelievable.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Congratulations.
And Stephanie Dawkins. She's the 19th.
My God.
Look at you.
Hey.
Woo.
Happy birthday.
Anyone else on the dais? Birthdays or anything else? Gentlemen, do you want to say hello to the council and the community via the magic of television? Come on up. These guys are juniors. One goes to Wheaton Academy, one goes to Geneva High School. They're here to earn their citizenship badge. Please step to the podium, handsome.
I am Alec Hydloff. As he said, we are working towards our citizenship and the community merit badge as part of our Trail to Eagle.
Awesome. And you're a junior at?
I'm a junior at Wheaton Academy. I will be a junior at Wheaton Academy.
And what do you hope to do after high school?
I don't know, actually. I'm looking at colleges this year.
Are you really?
Yeah, but I haven't decided on anything beyond that.
Any focus area, like close by, back east, west, homeschool?
Probably like not very close, but beyond that I can't say.
Hear that, Dad? Not very close. Go something expensive, man. It's good living.
All right, I'm Nolan Coots. Alec and I are both from the same troop, 37. I don't know. I have similar plans for after high school to Alec. Just stay in state.
Oh, yeah?
That's all I know, yeah.
What are you thinking of studying? Too early to tell, or who knows?
Yeah, I don't even know.
You know what? Do like 7 or 8 years, man. Just figure it out. Take your time. That's awesome. So now you're working on your Eagle Scout.
Yeah, I've just started my project planning.
And so. You're building fences over at Garfield Farm.
That's what I propose to do, yes.
That's to keep the animals in or out?
In.
In.
It's a sheep fence.
So. Oh, a sheep fence, really? Wow. You could build one of those in Springfield for the legislature. No, just kidding. But you're pursuing it shortly. You have to get everything else wrapped up.
That's right. Okay. I have 3 or 4 merit badges before I can achieve the rank before Eagle.
Okay. And do you have any idea what your Eagle project might be?
Not yet. I should probably get working on that, actually.
Yeah, it sounds like college, for God's sake. Just take your time. Don't worry about it. Yeah. And you met our Eagle Scout here at the podium. Pretty impressive. What year did he earn his Eagle Scout?
1958, gentlemen, this was right?
Very good. 1958. There's 70 kids in your troop.
Around 70, mm-hmm. Yes.
Around 70. And when you were there, there was like 15 at the most. Amazing. Wow. Apparently, the selection's not that difficult anymore. No? This is a tough. This is. Anything else, gentlemen, you'd want to share with us?
Not really. We just thank you for having us here.
And your dads are here?
Yep.
Wow. I can tell they're so proud. Dads, anything you want to add?
Just thank you for allowing the scouts to participate.
Absolutely, man. Nice guys. Really nice guys.
You guys almost have been about 7 or 8
There's a dad with a slim checkbook like mine.
Unfortunately, we had one of the shortest agendas of the year.
I know, isn't that great?
They picked the right one. They're very smart.
That's what I said. Brilliant. Mr. Heidloff, can you spell your last name for the clerk? Because we want to record this for posterity.
H-E-I-D-L-A-U-F.
Mr. Kutz.
K-U-T-Z.
Just like it sounds.
And you're Alec?
Yes.
Noah. Yep.
If you're Eagle Scout, you hang around. This is what you can do. Well, gentlemen, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Thanks for leading the pledge, too.
You're welcome.
Enjoy your summer. Anyone else? New business? I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Bruno, seconded by, we'll give this one to Singer, since he's golfing tomorrow. All in favor of adjourning, say aye.
Aye.